Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
Good evening, VV Nation. My name is Ryan, and welcome to the channel. Now, tonight's presentation, I mean, literally just got back from Colorado, and I noticed a big difference when I got back here. Now, I filled up my tank last time, it's probably just a couple weeks ago, under $3, maybe two, 3 weeks ago before I left. When I came back, it was $3.39 a gallon. So I had to look at the chart, see what is going on with oil. So that's what tonight's video is going to be about. We're actually going to be looking at two separate charts to see if oil still has potential to run up, take a look at some articles, and utilize the VectorVest 7 software. So if you're interested in oil, if you're holding oil, if you're thinking about buying oil, this video might just be for you. That being said, let's get started. Now, the first chart I want to show you is probably one of my favorite charts to track oil. This is actually going to be the petroleum sector in the VectorVest 7 program. Therefore, all it is tracking all of the petroleum related stocks that are currently in our database. Now, the last time I did a video here was back on the 23rd of January. You can see this downward channel here that the price action was in, consolidating, however, broke above that channel. So I said in that video, we had a quick little trade here. Now, this red line is a downward trend line here. You can see price action using this trend line several times here, several touches. Now, that last video is geared towards a quick swing trade here. You can see profits being taken right at that trend line. However, more recently, if I switch to this vertical line here, we see price action again breaking above this downward trend line back on the 15th of February here. All of our moving averages in our favor, the 3 is above the 8, and both of those are above the 20-day exponential moving average. Something I do really like, we do see a gap up here, breaking this level of resistance, now becoming a level support at 33.56. Now, according to this chart, the next level of resistance comes in around 34.76 here. You see a zone right below the prior 3 month high here at 36.35. Now, I do have a good feeling why we're seeing this upper wick here and some selling pressure currently. Therefore, we're going to look at a second chart. And if you stick to the end here of this presentation, I am going to give you some of the best oil stocks to be found in the VectorVest 7 system. So make sure you stick around. Now we're on TradingView, tracking the price of Brent crude oil here compared to the US dollar. You can see it's right now at 84.09. We see several touches on this line over the last several months here from the bottoms to the ups. So honestly, I see a level of resistance coming in when it comes to crude oil itself here. I'd really like to see price action break above this 85 level. Probably around 85.25 would be a good entry point. Just showing some confirmation to the upside that we can actually get above this level here. So when you compare the two charts, you're seeing that the stocks right now have had a good run up. However, when it comes to oil itself, we are currently sitting at a level of resistance. That's why I do believe we're seeing that upper wick when it comes to the sector petroleum graph. So if you're already in positions, you know, maybe protect some profits there. Now, if you haven't bought oil yet, I'd really like to wait to see Brent above $85 level, just so we can get above this level of resistance here. And the next level of resistance I see coming in around 92. And above that would be the $100 level. All right, time to hand out some fish here. Now, for the first strategy, what I did was I've got all the stocks here, 281 petroleum stocks found. I'm only showing the top 5 right now. Now, what I did, I just simply resorted by relative safety. So we get the safest stocks in the petroleum sector here. Now, I've got 2 highlighted. And the reason why I have these 2 highlighted is because they have the highest growth rate in earnings right now. They're actually, of the safest stocks, the only ones with positive growth rate in earnings. All right, now for the second batch of fish I have for you here, I resorted the entire list by RV or relative value. Again, this looks at long-term price appreciation potential compared to an alternative investment in a AAA corporate bond. Now, that being said here, now we got Tidewater and Weatherford in the list here. Very high RV ratings. The reason why I highlighted these two here is because they had the highest safety ratings in the bunch along with buy recommendations. But not only that, look at the growth rate and the sales growth rate. You know, phenomenal numbers here. Tidewater coming in at 40% growth rate in earnings, while the sales growth rate at 62%. Now, Weatherford here, respectively, at 41% with only a 13% sales growth rate. So now both of these stocks here, great candidates to have on your radar if this oil rally can continue. Now, for the last batch of fish I have for you this evening here, this strategy, I simply resorted all of the petroleum stocks by RT, relative timing. That way, this is giving the stocks with the highest momentum of trend to the upside. So if you like momentum stocks, you like fast movers, this list of stocks is probably great for you. Now, of this list here, I did highlight two. We got Now Inc. and Vista Energy. The reason why I highlighted these is if you look at the safety ratings here, rather higher in the list compared to some of the other safety ratings. In addition to that, I mean, all the stocks have a buy rating right now, but look at the growth rate and earnings here. Both of these positive ratings here at 17 and 28 respectively. Now, the reason why I didn't do Imperial Petro here is because of the safety rating was in the 0.7s, along with the sales growth rate coming in at negative 21%. However, with proper trade management, all five of these stocks probably really good candidates right now during this oil rally. All right, VV Nation, now this is where I'm going to leave you here. You can see the article, the headline here, right on oilprice.com. Rising gasoline prices bring bad news for Biden. Now, I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat in office, rising gasoline prices is never good before an election. So I have a feeling that this will be the biggest opposition to rising oil prices is administration making policies to effectively produce more oil to bring down the price of gas. Now, other than politics, which you know I don't like to talk about on this channel here, you can see this article, IEA sees OPEC Plus cuts pushing oil markets into a supply deficit. So that being said, if the supply is low and the demand is growing, that is naturally going to push oil and gas prices even higher. Now, if you found this video informative and if this is your first time watching it, make sure you subscribe to the channel so I can keep you updated going forward. Now, if you did like this content and you found the potential to make some money, make sure you hit that like button as well. You guys have a good night. See you next week.
Hey, VV Nation. One of the most important books that I've ever read in regards to the stock market was written by our founder, Dr. Bart Bellito, the founder of VectorVest. The name of the book is called Stock Strategies and Common Sense. It will give you everything that you need to know about how the market works, the cycles, how to value stocks, and it's very well presented so that you can better understand and get a better understanding of how the market works. Folks, you simply need to go to www.vectorvest.com/YTBook to get your free edition of Stock Strategies and Common Sense. Folks, you want to do that right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.